And finally, it's our Gene of the Month, and this time it's Spidey. And yes, it was named after Spider-Man. Discovered in 2016 in those famous fruit flies Drosophila melanogaster, Spidey encodes a type of protein known as a steroid dehydrogenase, which is involved in making part of the waxy substance that coats the outer layer of the insect, known as the cuticle. Not only does this biological raincoat help to protect flies from the weather and any would-be microbial invaders, it also carries important information about the sex, age, and social status of the wearer. It turns out that knocking out Spidey in fly larvae is lethal, and the maggots are unable to hatch out of their pupal stage. But more intriguingly, reducing the activity of the gene in adult male flies has an even more striking effect. Around half of male flies with reduced Spidey end up firmly stuck to the walls of the plastic tubes they live in, hence the homage to Spider-Man. The loss of Spidey changes the properties of the waxy compounds making up their normally non-stick cuticle coat, meaning that the fly's legs become coated with food and other gunk, and they become glued down. Unlike their comic book namesake, these flies can't use their sticky powers for good, and eventually they die of starvation, coming unstuck in the metaphorical rather than the literal sense. Versions of Spidey are found in many insects, and researchers hope that understanding more about its role in development, stickiness and protection could lead to the development of more effective targeted pesticides. And looking outside the insect world, maybe we could harness Spidey's special behaviour to develop better antimicrobial or non-stick coatings, though whether they can repel Spider-Man himself remains to be seen. That's all for now. Next month, I'll be zooming in on cancer, and after that, I'll be back with more from the spring meeting with tales of bees and trees. Until then, if you've got any questions or feedback, just email me at genetics@thenakedscientist.com. You can also get in touch through the main Naked Scientist Facebook page or by tweeting at Naked Genetics. Every episode of the Naked Genetics podcast is available on iTunes and online at thenakedscientist.com/genetics. The Naked Genetics podcast is brought to you in association with the Genetics Society, online at genetics.org.uk. I'll be back next month for another peek inside your genes.